adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
And we're back!
I think we're losing
technical difficulties.
Gotta reset the
We're really working hard to lose listeners as much as possible. Yeah. You mean
we're tired of having just a few listeners. We want like two.
Yeah. I think that's all we have.
Right? Isn't that doubling what
I
we
think
have?
We, like,
no, we have at least two. They liked us on Facebook.
Well, at least they listened one time.
Yeah.
And they probably will never listen.
They said they saw us on Reddit.
Probably aren't crazy. What
kind of people right?
Alright, so last time... you guys got ambushed at night. Willem took a big hit.
In the middle
this was
of
after, after
before, right?
We've Home Alone, the lodge you guys were in.
Mm-hmm.
Tenpenny sort of ruined it. Not really, kind of, not really.
The trap still went off.
Yeah, Snarbart got a cool maneuver and dumped some fire on a certain
side. Too bad the one with two on it. You could do like a double.
Yeah,
one.
Willem took a big hit. He's not feeling so hot. And we will start this episode with Jiro.
Do you want to yell at me? Hey, what is that?
WTF, guys.
I mean, yeah, I'll allow free action with that. I'm fine with that.
Move to there and use my last burst.
What are you doing? He's using his last starburst.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Taking out Willing up and healing everyone for three.
Yeah.
Foreshadow.
You're the best.
I don't have my pencil. Somebody stole it.
Wow.
That's it. You lose experience.
Yeah. I never
experienced
it.
Hey, screw it. I'm switching to level two. I'm switching to level two. Three, you say?
Yep. Also, for this game, we switched over to Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition.
That'd be a very difficult move to make.
We're actually playing Agricola now.
I buy three sheep, and I have another child.
Fuck that. That's caveman.
Yeah, the fuck cut. Stone Age.
Stone.
Yeah. They came out with an edition of that. It's called, like, Fashion Edition. It sounds really
fashion.
Stupid. Like, fashion becomes part of the game. Like, to try to be trendy. I don't know. I haven't played it. Maybe it's cool, but it sounds
what?
Stupid.
What?
It's just a board game called Stone Age. Well, it's kind of like Power Grid. They have a version that's set in the Stone Age where, like, you... It's
maybe you really screwed up what I had planned, so I'm just going to be not doing anything this round. Just say no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe she'll kill me if she'll charge in.
All
right. Our characters like to die in this campaign.
It
yeah,
is an ongoing theme.
But that's from other player characters you're talking about. She's not a player character.
Well, that's true.
You can play in there if you want.
Okay, now it goes to Jiro. Oh, wait, what did you just heal everyone, sorry. Alright, now we go to Zizos. Ryan, could you remind me what the cone, how far the cone is here?
It'd be,
He's just asking for fun.
No,
just theoretical.
We're right in the middle.
Basically, you get these two, or...
Okay.
No matter how you do it, you're gonna just only get
those
two.
Yeah. I'm alright. Okay, so she also casts bursts, and we all get 2 hit points.
Better than channel negative energy.
I need Zarash's pencil.
That's how you like three.
That's right. That's how you gain experience.
You can use my pencil.
Helping out the DM.
Yeah, man. All
right. You guys see, well, actually, I mean, everyone sees this, but mostly Tenpenny and the kitty cat get a nice up-close personal view. The creature, pushes back its arms, puffs out its chest, and then, like, opens its mouth, and this, like, wave of just, like, cold air just comes ejecting out of its face. And,
Do I get a reflex?
Yes.
Does
you
my
get a reflex
cold
save.
Weather clothing give me a bonus?
No. This is beyond a coat.
This is reflex, right?
Yes.
Okay. As a cat, I can reroll.
Yes.
one reflex save a game, so just in case this first one goes poorly and I roll again, I'm not cheating.
Botch.
No, this is fine. 25.
I'm pretty sure that probably makes it.
I hope, because I can't.
It's half damage, so you do make the half damage, yes. Tenpenny is not so lucky.
Oh, no! My suit! My suit's cold!
It's a gazpacho!
You should just do the voice for it for no one.
Nope. No.
Have Tiffany start talking like Klaus from here.
Oh, yeah, that's his coat.
Actually,
it's quite a bit. Klaus. I did like
that's
Klaus.
That's quite a cone of
I
fire.
Remember him.
I remember him.
Klaus is coming back in the next one-off adventure that I have.
How did he survive? Did he get that ring wish?
Let me just say time travels.
No.
So a certain gnome might be...
That must
be
play less.
Nice.
So a certain gnome might be coming back to life.
So
oh!
What?
Yeah.
I'm specifically looking for a ring of wishes so I can get
that
wish.
Might play a very crucial part in the...
You do not want me to find that.
That's
and
metagame.
He takes like the full brunt and she seems very, very... not so hot, that's for sure.
DM.
I missed it.
DM pun.
She said that she's not.
Puns up.
She's not so
okay,
she doesn't look so high. Yeah,
puns
yeah,
up
yeah.
For the DM.
No, you stop it.
Puns up for the DM.
Why are you putting us through all this punishment?
Oh, you guys are the master.
I don't want it.
It's not hard. Just think about the words. That sounds like that word.
You know, the best part is that Zell would have had enough time by now to fix or build a new gun.
Yeah.
What is
she just so distraught about the fact she killed Hydra.
She's too busy measuring stuff to make room for her.
Can I get a job with her? I do have an innkeeper as a profession.
You do not.
I do.
Oh my god.
Why?
In the moment that he gets hired and they start becoming successful, we come back to let him know the truth of his friend's death.
Martin. Martin, like, flees. He's just like,
Coward.
Or,
no, it's Ron.
Yeah, Martin.
Ron, where are you going?
I assume Martin was the coward's name.
He's Ron Martin.
Yeah.
Ron Martin.
Oh, is he going to trip
I go, Martin!
Does he remember the tripwire?
He burns to death, and he goes, I'm finally warm.
Oh.
That would be awesome.
It's so warm in here, guys. Yeah. It's like a fire.
Oh, I feel so good.
It feels so good. All
right.
Yeah. Oh, and if we do start in, it's called The Cots and Cats.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, poop-a-doo.
Poop-a-doo, that's the name of
it. I get the feeling my burning hands is going to succeed in burning it down this time.
Please don't hit me.
Okay.
Don't kill me.
What are you doing? You have shield up or full defense? Is that what you're doing?
Full defense. I blew. I already used it. I didn't get any of my spells back.
Yeah.
So we didn't get a real rest.
Once we kill this idiot, we will.
Okay. What you see is that this thing that came down the stairs, the like tornado with arms, flies past you, strikes you, and then stops right here. And it seems to be it's hovering off the ground. As it has been the entire time.
What is it exactly? What does it look like?
A tornado person.
It's like a tornado with arms.
Like,
kind of. Like a Tasmanian devil.
Like an air.
Like protruding. Yes. Yeah, it's
like a type of deal.
That's 8 points of damage.
I'm dead.
Really?
What?
Oh, shit.
I was like, when did you get hit?
That would have killed me.
I might have been. I would have been passed out.
I am almost dead.
You don't have any more bursts left? Damn it. Couldn't you have waited 2 more hours? I say
I only have 2 rounds of rage, so this probably isn't going to go very well, especially when you're standing right in front of me.
It's all Tenpenny. I'll move next time. I'll get out of the way.
Doesn't matter.
What's Lady Argentina
I'll
doing?
Probably
and
not even
she's
in the cage.
She's being super quiet.
No, she's not even.
Yeah,
we told her to get in the cage before.
Tenpenny turns around.
Yeah.
His owner, she was
she's like, I don't know. So and she's going to take a swing at the tornado with arms.
Wait. Oh, fuck, no, never mind. She can't flank it. Because she's a rogue.
You can flank elemental, can't you?
Well, I just mean there's nobody else. Like, I'd be like, oh, go here.
I don't know if you get sneak attack.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. It was a good hit from Tenpenny, even with the mice.
Hit him, Tenpenny.
Ding. Okay. Yeah, you guys witnessed Tenpenny get a really good strike on the enemy there. Seems to take a
pretty... I thought we established it was an arrow elemental.
I never said that. I just said it was like a tornado with arms.
Something like that is what he said.
Why are you taking my pencil now?
Because it was there and I saw it.
Is it like the tag team wrestlers Typhoon and Earthquake?
What?
Yes.
You don't remember them?
I do.
Well, Lance does. You never watched wrestling?
Alright, and now we are back to the top with Zurash.
He fell asleep.
Yep. Well, I wasted my last round. Okay. Well, that thing hit me, so I'm going to kill it.
You hit, you
he
die.
He knows one thing.
Got my cool iron longsword out.
Killing the mofo.
Oh, shit.
Using it two-handed.
Oh, shit. It's not going to go so hot, probably. for it.
Oh, I think you're saying. It goes right
there. Hell, I even do a power attack.
Like I said, good. Good.
Let's see. That'd make it a 14 plus 5. 19.
That is a hit. That is very safe.
Punch it in the face.
Punch it in its weird nose.
9 points of damage.
Ding. Yeah, it just like shows. It just like bursts into like a strange. Like,
sorry, guys, I didn't mean to break wind in front of you.
Yeah.
Give me
that.
Wow.
Give it.
You can't take it.
Oh.
It's got to be freely given by
like,
it's like TS Chinese restaurant.
It must be given freely.
This world is so close to ending.
Will everything start to crash? And I'm going to move to here, so I won't be in her clone.
Okay.
Is there another way to get out there?
I'm gonna move.
Well, there's a window here. Otherwise, there's the only door.
That window's got sword bed on it, though.
Well, I mean, you could Joe Pesci it.
So my turn, right?
Yes.
So I'll just move 5 feet and then do double attack.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I told you I was gonna move.
Kitty meow meow.
I know you can move over. I thought she was right at the door. You couldn't get past her.
She's right here.
Okay.
Mm. Damn it. First one will be 10.
Wait, did you move?
I moved 5 feet.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
The other one will be 8.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
that sounds like
I'm too cold.
All right, Jiro.
5 foot step. Use my last healing spell.
Yeah.
Does it affect you?
That's a healing spell.
Best oracle ever.
Oh, that you know, burst thing.
Targeting the barbarian.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
No better.
I need to memorize some better spells.
Yeah, what do you
I've got Shocking Grasp was all I got left right now. As a person. I have to, that means
yeah,
I have to
a
grab
wizard,
something.
Yeah.
What is that? Is
well,
that,
actually...
That thing? Is that the Shocker?
The Shocker.
Shocker
Grasp. Shocker Grasp.
You know how to go
for I do it
that.
This way.
Alright, now it's Gazoza's turn. Gonna take advantage of the kitty cat nearby.
I said, you wouldn't want to hurt little old me.
Why is everybody always
I do.
Trying to pet me? I'm just a little baby kitty.
Is it a cat? A kitty cat?
7.
Can you dance? Dance?
7.
Oh.
5.
I don't like that dice.
5.
Alright.
I really want to see a 3 sided.
I start singing songs from Cats, the musical.
Memories. The one you know, isn't it?
We are cats. We are cats. Look at our claws. We are cats. We are cats.
I don't know if that's a song from there. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I tell Zurash, and he probably agrees with me. Go cat.
Shit.
Save the world.
I don't like this one.
Gonna guess a 22 hits your AC.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you kill another one of my characters, I quit.
No, you got lucky. You're only taking 2 points of damage.
All right, I'm still in it. At least she doesn't have a gun.
And she will take a five step.
You know what my next beats are gonna be? I'm a gunslinger.
Alright.
Just kill everybody with it's called self-flagellation.
Can you purposely botch?
No, because you're rolling a dice, I mean it'd be random.
I know, but like if you decide as a character to be like, I'm my character.
Oh yeah, you
botch
can
it.
Decide to like kill yourself or like fuck up,
next
I guess.
To you.
Or you find somebody who sells a dice with only ones on it.
That's true.
One.
That'd be funny.
Turn it.
It goes to 10
penny
now.
Can, In my look for, in my quest for weird dice, I did find some companies that sell loaded dice. There's
really?
There's one that is like a character building dice that always rolls sixes on the, or almost always rolls sixes on the.
Is there?
D6.
Weird.
There's one that like,
yeah,
always roll 20s or almost
over. We can walk through us.
I can't reach over there. I don't have that big of a movement speed.
You should be spry like a kitty.
I gave that up so I could.
Tenpenny is definitely.
Just delay your action. I'll move when it's my turn.
I wanted you there.
Alright, Willem.
Well, I'll move over here. Just a moment. Can you get here?
I got nothing good right now.
I can only move. Four squares.
Just remember, with shocking drafts, you can cast it before.
Yeah, you can get there.
Attack.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just move over here. So just delay your turn.
I don't want to get close.
Well, can I move 3 to get over there?
1, 2, 3. I guess I can use my hand of apprentice from there, right? The door's open.
But if I move over here, then you can flank.
No, oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
I'm assuming the walls and the.
We're not metagaming.
In the way.
It's okay.
Oh.
You're here.
Okay.
You
still
have more movement.
We turn into a strategy game. We're all
one,
done.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I got
5.
2 stone. You got me.
You didn't have to go.
Oh, no, I'd be 5, 6.
Yeah.
She stayed right there because that's where I was planning on going.
I'm not going there. I'll go here. And then I'll do hand of a.
Zell pops up.
Throw my.
Yeah, where's Zell at?
She ran away.
Yeah, that's
stupid.
Did she run away? Let's just say she ran away.
No, she's in the other
room. Tenpenny.
She's taking measurements in the other room to try
to. Probably is.
Yeah.
Again.
Get out of my word!
I can't fucking rush.
Let's see what happens.
Come on, make it good.
Probably not.
What are you doing?
14.
She's in the press. Oh, that is a miss.
All right, back to the top with Zerash.
I'm going to delay my action until after
the cat. I'm going to take a 5-foot movement and double attack.
Okay.
First one is 22.
That's it.
Second one is 12.
That's
a miss. Wait. 14.
That's also a miss.
All right, I'm sorry, 17.
We're going to keep going
on? Yeah, until you tell me it's okay.
Okay.
So,
yeah, what's our first one?
5.
All right, it doesn't seem to.
But it's a star knife.
You're adding in your face stuff.
It's
here, right?
Cool!
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, wait. To hit, it's 7 then. Or attack is 7.
Okay. There you go. That's a little bit damage.
Okay.
Alright. Now I'll go.
Over here, you can flank.
Oh, I get over there? Okay.
Alright. You guys also notice that its wounds seem to be healing.
Oh, awesome.
Fairly fast.
Fast healing.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I say to her, are you famous or something?
Oh my god. Yeah, I bet you're proud of that one, aren't you?
No, I get it.
She's a fake.
Famous.
Oh, famous.
Yeah, I'm not happy I got it.
I ask
just keep it. You get it forever.
I ask her if she created 30 Rock.
Oh, what? Tina Fey. God. Here's your stupid award.
Yes, you do. All
right. Just like saying stupid stuff.
Alright, I couldn't charge, so I'm going to do two-handed. Cold iron longsword.
With murder in my eyes.
Murder in the face.
Murder.
Power attack.
Come on.
Face. Flanking.
And you're using the longsword.
Murder face.
About time. Let's see some real damage happen.
Nope.
Ah.
So no way. What is it? A 4?
Was it a botch? Okay.
Well, but you have like a million bonuses on that.
All right, she's able to dodge you.
Hold on a second. So it's
you get the flank.
4, 6.
And I give
11.
You
11.
It's gotta go.
Actually, 12, 13. And I'm raging, but back to 11 because I'm power attack. So 11.
Yeah.
Not
nice.
Enough.
Don't die.
Nope.
All right. Now it goes to.
I'm raging now, so I got bonuses.
Where'd you get those?
Online?
Lance got weird die. Dice.
For the listener.
I'll take a picture.
I have a D7, which should not exist, and it's unnatural.
That is very unnatural.
A D24.
A druid would
a D30.
Do this shit over that right now.
And then alphabet die.
Yeah, Scrabble die.
Take a shot.
I've got more on the way.
Really? What else are you getting?
A D3, a D5. Yeah.
16
days? D18, 14, so 16. Sorry.
I know.
I
mean, 22.
This is where what your student loan money is going towards.
Challenge accepted.
I did buy these.
My D14 cost me $5.
Now we go to
then I'm on its way. I want one set of just crazy ass stuff.
No, that's cool.
These I would call these like GM or DM dice though. Like nothing calls for them.
Oh yeah,
but if I wanted like I don't know, hour of the day.
Well, yeah, there you go.
That's 12. It's noon.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
I want and this to start. I need to come up with a name. What do I start the name with? D.
And what's this one?
Dummy. That one's a D30. I don't know. A day of the month. I guess.
That's what I was thinking.
Tenpenny takes us some swipes from its claws. She seems
I'm sorry.
To be, she seems to be okay so far.
Oh, she moved.
Just by foot.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, now we go back to the top with Zarash.
It's
going to
be David now since I've been
there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take 5 feet, and I'm flanking and double attack.
No, you're not.
What's this one?
I don't
know. You got to be, like, directly across from each other, essentially.
Well, we are directly across, but with the crossbow, I don't...
Oh, never mind. I was looking at the wrong ones.
Wait.
Yeah, he doesn't have, like, a...
What? You still don't flank? Why would you not flank, though?
Because I have to have something that threatens. I can't threaten that square with a crossbow.
Just be threatened by just being there. You can't really split up your...
Yeah, he wants you just to look angry. You gotta look the part.
Yeah, that's fine.
But...
Okay.
You still have to divide your attention. I don't understand.
It'll be 19 for the first one.
That's it.
Plus, it's an extra rule, though.
20.
Hey, there you go.
2 5.
Hits. Make it good. Come on. Go fucking around, David.
It'll be 7 for the first... Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. 9 for the first one.
There you go.
And 6 for the second one, so 15 total.
Okay. That was definitely a good hit.
And I say a pun of some kind. Unspecified pun.
An unspecified pun.
Now it's Jurash's turn.
Yeah.
He can play.
Slide up and play. This will be my last round of raging since I'm out.
You can be angry.
I'll still be mad.
Good.
But I'm going to be tired mad after this.
Mm-hmm. Who cares anymore?
I just want to go bad. God damn it.
You messed up my beauty, sir. Power deck, blank. Ooh, a natural 20.
Ooh.
That's better.
I think that helps confirm that.
That's
11,
16,
17.
Plus flank.
I think he's adding
the. Plus, her being a bitch.
No, wait.
Eric doesn't cheat, I trust him.
So it'd be 7, so 18,
19, 20,
minus
2, 18. That's definitely a confirm. Oh shit, and it's weak to this.
Punch him in the
face. Oh shit!
Punch him in the face.
I'm more excited than you guys are.
Off the top, it's gonna get 8 from strength bonus.
Yeah,
hey. Hold on. No, it's double. Okay, I was looking at the.
Triple would have been nice.
I was looking at the Warhammer.
Yeah.
So 8 plus 4, so 12. 14.
Stop you right there. I could have stopped you at the first one.
No, I wanted all of them.
She, just, like, whatever, I don't know what sound phase make. I just made that up.
Ouchies!
Yeah, ouchies sounds good.
Ouchie.
And, Faye collapses.
That was the one that was so difficult.
I say she fainted.
I say what the fuck ever, and I step on her chest and I cut her head off.
Jesus.
All right.
Anyways, this comes from the one that just brutally murdered the little one in the cage.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I was gonna say earlier about the
I'm
guards.
Going back to bed. You guys.
No, I don't care. I'm just more taken aback, is all. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
He's like saying, it's like, I guess, what did you say?
I'll never interrupt your
sleep.
Oh,
no, like,
I'm going back to
you
sleep.
You say
something
stupid pun, and I'm just like, fuck, whatever.
Yeah, oh, I say, oh, she fainted. And then you just drop over her head. There's blood on me.
Yeah. Tenpenny's like, whoa, whoa, whoa! She faints!
And then and then after he does it, it's just silent, and then I slowly start licking the blood off my paws. And just kind of looking at it.
Tastes like copper.
No, you'd be like this.
And so I know what it is, right? Because it's my favorite enemy.
Dead.
Yeah, you know, it's a...
What
it's
is
a,
it?
It's your favorite enemy.
Favorite.
Oh.
So that was you.
I don't know what that thing though.
You got it now. Yeah. You don't get it.
Yeah, I just figured that was easy.
You get it.
So, body parts have magical abilities.
I bet it did not.
I'll loot the body.
No, you're tripping. You're definitely tripping after looting that blood.
Whoa. I'll take all right, the
blood. So, are we looting the body?
Yeah.
Loot the body. Are we going to try to stay here now, guys?
I think we, yeah, I think we're safe now.
I need 2 more hours. To get
yeah,
the
I need. Bed. I'm down to half my...
Although
I still have a minus my constitution.
I'd like to get...
aside from the, like, sort of Russian-esque hat, but with, like, more fur...
I am taking
it's
that.
Essentially... that's what it looks like right there. That's
oh,
what,
wow. That was
yeah,
what... That's what that thing
guys,
looks like?
Yep.
What
yeah.
the fuck? She had weird hair
yeah.
like that?
No, that's the hat.
Oh, I'm taking that hat.
Yeah.
Let me take
it,
a picture of that.
His eyes
are
like the, like, poofed out British Royal Guard
hat
get a picture
she's of that.
Wearing.
It's weird.
That's all the equipment she had on her.
Okay, I'm taking that. I
oh,
put
no,
it on my head.
Yeah, let me see a picture.
You take magic.
I feel like I just killed this. I'm like, yeah. I caught this in the ocean.
Yeah,
after I cut her head off, I don't even stop to loot the body. I just watch the head flop off and I go back in later.
Man, that sucked. I was hoping Tenpenny didn't detect her because she was totally going to kind of cold your asses while you were all surrounded by the fire.
Well, so the hat does have any magic? Like, do I feel any different wearing it?
You feel warmer.
Sweet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know. I mean, there's some knotted. Not in,
like,
fur because of all the blood.
I wish one of us was an artist, because I'd like to see this cat with
the,
this fur with
yeah.
blood.
The anime, like, blood fountain that just, like, spurted after
I'm totally
going to
look
it
up
if
there's an image for that.
I wanna
so you're going to wear this hat?
Fuck yeah. And then I'm going to investigate the weird
You just pull her head out?
It's essentially, like, completely disappeared. Yeah,
it's
gone.
It's gone.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sleepy, guys. And I'm hurt.
All this bloodshed is making me tired.
Why don't you give the cat a pat on the back?
Do you want to take a break real quick while you grab a beverage?
Take a break? Yeah, we'll go into Ryan's
I'll give Kitty
corner.
A pat on the back.
Give him a pat on the back. Give him a pat on the back.
Would
I'm
you going to
give Kitty a pat on the back.
Oh, thank you.
Good job.
Does that mean, did you have
shotgun? No, I know. Yes,
oh, no. So Ryan, what's another?
I never loaded up with shotgun. Guys.
Interesting rule from Pathfinder.
We're done. I need
like
more
let's
boost.
Say okay. I'm gonna propose something, and then you tell me what the rules of me actually wanting to do that would be. Let's say I decide that I want to write a will. Are there rules for that in Pathfinder?
I know.
Now, what about, like, starting a family and stuff like that?
Knowledge law.
Family, I think, is more a GM and group description.
But is it, like, isn't there, like, rules on, like, how to run a business and stuff like that? Have you ever played a campaign where that's actually come into play?
Nope.
You've never been in a campaign where, like, they own an inn or something?
Never ran it successfully.
That's true. But, yeah, you were talking about the guy that plays, he's like a barbarian with like magical abilities?
Yeah, he uses magic device.
Is that, so what kind of other class did he have to level up in for that?
He is strictly barbarian except for like two levels in samurai or 2-3 levels of samurai.
Uh-huh.
I think he took one level of fighter just for an extra feat. But basically he just put his bunch of points and used magic device and I think a feat used magic device for,
ooh.
Towards used magic device. So basically...
is there anything in
he
the
threw
GM,
it up high enough so he
book,
never had a role
that
he tried to work
while
the GM using
yeah.
it. It's been extremely useful
it.
For him.
Stuff that
and then did he
the
come
beam,
up with that on his own or did he
chases?
Like research that?
Which are pretty cool. Yeah,
that
goes
over
right?
haunts, which are like magic tracks. Basically, just what
I was wondering how I was
going to
do a chase that kind of popped up.
Do most people in society do multi-classing? So that's something like we never.
They,
I don't think we've had any multi-class in our
like
group.
Said that
yes,
a goblin.
No.
Where
what's
that?
You
might. Eagle.
You're going to? Okay. Because it just seems.
What was that?
You might.
Oh, the goblin.
Well,
that
depends on
well eventually
how
the eagle smashed
like,
me
yeah,
down. But
healing isn't too bad.
Running isn't combat.
I'm a multi-class sorcerer.
Do you want me to tell you what it is? It's pretty simple, actually.
If it gets long enough, it's like a
dash. A lot of people just stay
in
one class.
That's not how they do it.
How they do it is basically
some
they had to
like
chase beforehand, but what it was
optimizers.
Is you have like
they multi-class
six cards, which are going to be the scenarios you're going to chase the guy through.
They don't always do that.
You're rolling a dex check, they're rolling a dex check. If you get a high enough number, you catch he below, he goes forward.
Are you talking about chase?
Yeah.
Dustin and I were just talking about that on the way over here.
So,
and he said something about cards, but I didn't understand, because when we did a chase on horses, it was just like rolling ride checks.
Yeah. We didn't do it the way that was. Basically, that's one of the reasons I got those one map things that are like cards, because you can do chase scenes with those. But what you do is you're chasing them, and up to the DM, they can put like hazards and stuff there. Like he throws cow traps down, you have to make a dex to dodge it. So then, like, each card is a separate scenario to catch him. If you get past it, you gain. If you get, you don't get past it, you lose.
Gotcha.
And then they said you can make it complicated, like, oh, I didn't make it to this path, so I can go down to this path. But that's probably a little complicated.
I just imagine, like, people sledding and you're trying to capture.
Basically, I'm trying to find it here.
Mm-hmm.
But best I know, like, I can't provide the flanking since the weapon I'm using.
Thank you.
I can't.
Is this all recorded, or did we pause?
No, we're recording.
Okay.
It's a recorder.
So what's the rule? What are we talking about? We were talking about flanking and
basically,
chasing. And
now, moves. If I had the feed snapshot,
mm-hmm.
where basically it allows me to...
Take a bunch of pictures?
No, it allows me to do attacks of opportunities. Like in that situation, where if it would have tried to run away from me or cast a spell, I could have made the attack.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would have been able to provide flanking.
Mm-hmm.
But with just a normal bow or crossbow... Since I can't technically threaten that square, because basically if I do anything, I'm going to get attacked. I can't provide the flanking.
Does point blank help at all with that?
No, that just gives
improved, a... There's improved point blank, I think, does. Because
okay.
I think that might work with that. Or
but this
might
is a
walk...
rule I actually know. I know what point blank actually is.
But
I use that.
The one thing I'm
I would
not
still,
sure...
I would still let it... I don't know.
I yeah,
like,
I mean, it seems like they'll still have to
bottom,
pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, if someone's behind me, I'm like, you only have a crossbow, so I'm not going to pay attention to you. And then...
Yeah, I agree with you. Because
you could still
well,
punch
I mean, also,
him, right?
Technically, he shot one, so it takes him a round to reload it.
But he could, like, if he was like, I just hit him with the crossbow, like...
It only takes me like, move action to reload.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of heavy crossbows.
I hate crossbows.
I probably won't play
Burn them all.
I probably would still say flanking.
That's my character. He hates crossbows. Burns them all.
Why?
Why? Because my mother was killed by... No, actually, it's the uns.
My mother's
just,
hair was used for a string.
Crossbow.
Made glue out of it, too.
Catnip.
All right, so...
Oh, you want to finish resting up here, then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you guys like to take the full 8 hours this time?
That would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, we'll still do the guard thing.
No,
good idea. All right, who wants to take Zigar?
Tenpenny needs...
Tenpenny
I'll,
is
what
like...
happened to Ron?
Ron is still, yeah, Ron just, like,
Ron didn't make it out.
In the corner, essentially. He's like, is it over?
I say, why didn't you help me, Ron? Duh.
Somebody let Princess what's
hanging. He's like, my sword's hanging from the ceiling.
No.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, that's good.
Eric could give it to you, but I'm not going.
No, I don't want it.
Yeah, he's just sort of, like, scared in the corner.
Do we let Princess what's her name now?
Yes. I'm like, no, they're still here.
Yeah, you guys don't hear anything.
We'll let her out. We'll put her in her dumb bed.
Yeah, you open up the trap door, and she's asleep.
She's
asleep. She's used to sleeping in there.
Shut it back.
Yeah, shut it back. Okay.
Give her a pillow.
The royal treatment.
Poop it again.
Well, all right. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to go down there and grab her and...
I think you just pull her up. I don't know where to go down there.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go down there
right,
and
you guys,
grab
you guys,
her,
well, who's
too.
Who's doing watches? Do you just want to let her sleep?
I'll do a watch.
No, I'm going to put her...
She's a grumpy princess. She just
yeah, let's just leave the door open. Whoever's doing watch, if she says something...
No, I'm going to go ahead and put her in her... I'm going to go ahead and lift her up and put her in her
bed. Oh, you're going to bring her out? Okay.
All right, I'll
do
a
watch.
Do
you want
to bang
her?
No, that's not what's
happening. And then you crawl up next to her.
Everyone have to leave.
He goes to sleep next to her.
No, I want
to
stay alone.
I'll be in the corner.
As he falls asleep next to her, he goes, it's I lay next to you.
No, I'm gonna go put her back in your bed. Maybe she'll be.
Are you that strong? You're a weak little wizard.
I am 16 strength.
Hey, it was Valentine's Day not so long ago. He's got some, like,
That's strong for a wizard.
I know.
He doesn't like doing it.
No, that's true.
Remember, he might change.
I think we're a lot multi-classy.
Yeah.
I mean...
Hey, you be whatever you want you to be.
My mom means.
I believe in you.
My mom says...
My mom's family and I roughhouse a lot.
I could be a barbarian too, you know.
Yeah, I
cast Neville Dingley.
You'd be an arcane warrior.
Be arcane Dixon.
No one's gonna get that.
Yeah,
I feel like I should throw
this fucking hand out the window.
All right, let's. Are we? Who's
taking first watch? You guys got.
Clear Ash Mo, because he needs to clean off this.
I'll take the first watch.
Penny needs to get some sleep.
And as I'm taking the first watch, every time I pass a window, I look at myself with the hat on, and I'm like, yeah. And but I'm gonna do that thing with the spyglass where I look through every window.
Okay.
I want to wear the one
perception check
straight out.
You're taking first one.
I will do that. Cock it. Yeah, I'll take the first one.
Give me a perception check. Who's taking second and third?
I need sleep.
That is a 21.
Well, if they need sleep, I'll take third.
I really need sleep.
I mean, I guess
you
guys could try to convince Ron to take the...
No. I don't trust Ron to do any of that.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to prepare different... I'm going to prepare different spells.
You could take the...
Tenpenny is not feeling so hot after taking that.
Yeah, she's been eating pretty.
Just watch 4 hours.
And that's the DMC for failure for three.
Oh man, my want to not metagame really made me pick some stupid spells.
Hey, thank you.
I don't metagame. I just happen to also hate Fae.
Disguise self, Featherfall, Shield, Shocking Grasp, Sleep.
Hey, you never know when Fae are a problem, you know.
It's true.
I kind of picked a better.
I was
going to
pick Noel because he's a cat person.
I was in New York last week and there was a Fae Pride Parade. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
And I killed them all.
Yeah, I killed them all.
When are they going to leave?
What did you roll for your perception check?
21.
Really?
Yeah, I have a +7 to perception.
Okay. I just felt like you were making that up.
No, it's 14 +7.
All right. Everything seems to be close as clear. Still snowing. Still very cold out.
I wake everybody up. Guys, it's still cold! No, it doesn't. And then I'll continue my cartography.
Well, I'm guessing.
I'm
okay, so you're not gonna sleep.
Well, I mean, once I do a round, I check all the windows, and that takes however long. And then after that, I do cartography.
Okay, so you're not taking your full time watch.
No, I'm still
doing
watch.
To each window.
I go to each window. I look around.
I mean, well, just I mean, that wouldn't take very long.
Yeah, I see everything's fine, and then I kind of sit by the fire and keep an ear and eye out. And
yeah,
you know, like I'm doing that while I'm not like, fuck you guys,
okay.
And I go
to
the basement.
I mean, I guess, yeah, if going off of what you saw in the telescope, you seem to think this would be fine.
Yeah, and I'll kind of, you know, every, like, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, I'll go do another round. But in the meantime, I'm just, like, writing and drawing maps.
And you're going to tap the rash shoulder to wake up? Or are you going to let him sleep? Because you were.
Who was next in the watch?
You guys still had to decide,
I
think, technically.
Two or three, I don't know.
Hey, I suggested Ron. You guys said you didn't trust him.
Azel,
you know what? I will allow that. I will allow Azel.
Okay, Azel.
Get something useful.
That's yeah.
Then I'll go to sleep.
What? I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do here.
Like, got your stats here.
God, shocking grass is the best thing.
Sort of.
Sleep? Should I get sleep?
Yeah, I can tell she's fatigued and she doesn't have
the
more.
Book we found earlier with. Of course, I think the only spells you might be able to use from it's.
Do I have to identify it?
We didn't get spells for that, did we?
Yeah, but wasn't it in a language? Or like a weird language?
What? We guess?
The spell book we got from the head guy here.
The Chill Touch Expeditious Retreat.
Yeah, as I said, I read all the spells off that you found in there.
I thought you.
Probably
want
that Rain with Feeblement.
I can read them off again if you need me to.
Alright, well, I'm going to read them at some point, so.
Grind them.
Yeah.
That
costs
money. Just take the book.
Yeah.
Switch
books. He's
got
tons of money, guys, remember?
Yeah.
I got a spell book.
I'll take it
in. Can I put it in my spell book?
It's like Earthbound. He just stops at the ATM. His dad tells him how many monsters he's killed. He gives him money.
What money does it cost for me to put in one book, too? Oh.
Because it doesn't matter. I have it.
There's this podcast I listen to.
Okay.
It's a video game podcast, and they had a thing where, like, people, they ask people to tweet at them for like parodies of like video games were TV shows, and one of them was Earthbound to Down.
Oh, that'd be weird. I wonder what that would be like.
Digging in trash cans.
No, what was it? It was like Modern War and Family or something like that. I can't remember.
Modern Warfare and Family.
Yeah.
All right. So what are these spells that I'm getting now?
I came up with one.
Am I assuming you guys are just giving him the entire book?
Yeah.
Okay.
The book you were getting contains
Alarm.
Have it handy.
Chill Touch. Yeah, I did read it off in my DM's defense.
Oh, it was Are You Afraid of the Dark Souls?
Well, he was, buddy. Yeah,
Expeditious Retreat.
Are you excited for the sequel?
Yeah, by
what's that do?
Featherfall.
They haven't released it for order on Steam yet.
Identify.
Locate Object.
Well, I haven't checked in a week.
And Ray of Enfeeblement.
I don't think it's on gold yet.
Dark Souls 2?
Yeah.
For the consoles, it comes out on March
11th. Yeah, it comes later for the PC.
The PC. Which sucks because they said they're developing it on the PC this time.
I need to upgrade.
As opposed to...
Well, they said it should only be a month.
For the developer kit.
But they said it's only going to be like a month, right?
I hope so. Then again, I got so many games on backlog.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to go through a lot.
I just finally finished the Walking Dead game.
I saw you've been playing that. I just need to... After I finish Dragon Age...
What
I
levels are those?
Dragon Age, you probably want
one.
Like
all of them are
hours,
one?
Yeah, I already have like 40 in this.
Or that one. That might be one.
It's one.
So to give you an idea, Lance, to add a first level spell's 10 gold, zero level's 5, second's 40.
That's ridiculous.
90, and it takes an hour per...
Spell levels.
Per spell level, but a zero level.
I guess
you
just keep both
months.
Books, but it still seems
ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's the cheapest way to do it.
That's more than my allowance.
Mom, can I have some money?
Yeah. I go, wow, that sucks when I start flipping all the 25 platinum I have in the air.
What are you going to do for this?
What are you going to do?
I thought you were rich. Where's mom and dad? Where's fucking mom and dad now?
I'm
going to
wrestle.
I'm going to wrestle. No,
I'm going to wrestle the barbarian.
You guys are sleeping.
Not right now. Are you really
sleep talking?
You want to? Okay.
Yeah. Is he really?
You guys just like arm wrestling?
Yeah,
no, like a real wrestling match.
Okay, I'm referee.
He started talking shit.
I'm referee.
See what happens.
I want a clean fight. I want you guys all to be best behavior. All right,
just give me your strength modifiers and then roll with them.
I just I did 20.
He's
trying to arm wrestling.
No, wrestling. We're wrestling.
Oh, you actually want to wrestle?
Yeah.
So wrestling.
No, we're not, fighting.
We're not
fighting.
No, right now. No, I don't expect you guys to roll down.
I mean, you're like, what are you going to do? I'll show you what I'm going to do.
I'm going to pin down now.
And then I go,
look at Mama Boy pin down the big gun. Look, what did they write down this in the books, too? Why don't you write that down in your book? Maybe that'll
I go, point Willem.
I think
point Willem, reset.
I think I'm planning to write this down.
Round two, fight. Reset.
Round two, okay.
Round two. All right, we got any bets?
Yes. 17 plus.
No,
holy shit.
Five to one.
That was a quick turnover.
5-1.
I was like, okay, here you go. One more.
Let's do it again.
Wait, hold on. Before this next round. Any bets? 5-1.
Ron comes running, and he throws out a gold piece.
All right, we got to go. Who you betting on, Ron?
Come on, wizard guy.
Okay, you got one for the wizard. Any takers?
You get a nat 20?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Wait, we haven't taken bets yet.
I'm a pod driver.
Hey, they're still going.
I grab them.
They're in the heat of the moment. They're not listening.
All right.
Let me show you something I learned up north.
So Ron lost the gold.
The Northern Slammer.
I'm taking Ron's gold. Better luck next time.
I both laugh and congratulate him on his victory.
Did I stand up and go,
you orgasm?
Then I bukkake into the... Oh, I'm sorry. Butter cake into the...
I give a very telegraph like kick to his gut. Like,
Ron,
doing that.
Ron...
And more comes out.
Ron timidly joins you.
I was rolling perception to see if I hear this. He didn't get a bubble.
What?
He was like, meh. I never even heard it. I'm out.
All right, let's go back to it, guys.
I mean, I go, yes, and then that's possible.
On
top of
each other,
I
got
16 strength.
So. Oh, no.
We're pretty even. Man.
And I say,
yeah.
Who wants a Dex Raxel?
So, does he seem more?
Maybe
just a little more.
I have a little bit more, respect for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone could hold their own. Yeah.
Willem, do you feel like you've chosen the wrong path?
Especially since
life?
He initiated. He drew first blood. So I respect.
Much like Solo.
I do.
Thank you.
I'm sorry with him.
I can't.
Are you? No. Are you strong?
Yeah, the cat.
Oh, the cat's really strong.
Yeah. Oh,
the cat's stronger than we are?
I can't remember either.
What's your strength?
16.
Really? Wow.
Great featuring Zurash. Killing everybody. Yeah. For no reason.
Featuring Zurash.
Well, you probably did hit level 2 with that kind of XP.
I imagine like the
Lincoln
Beaver
thing.
All right,
so,
welcome to
Rain
of Winter.
I know, Jiro's been sleeping the whole time. You were reffing the fight.
Oh, I thought that was
a weird dream.
No,
that actually happened.
I'm a
was enjoying that.
I'm a somnambulist, so I was sleeping the entire time.
We were trying to make it sound like there are bandits here.
You ref in your sleep?
Yeah, I was reffing my sleep. All
right. I got enough rest to get my hands of apprentice back.
Do I still get your bonus?
I assume.
How's your ego, though?
Yes? Okay.
I think my rage is already stored now.
Yeah, no, I'm totally fine with that. You guys restore what
you know,
have.
I found.
And then I got.
And maybe I'm changing
points
my
points from your hand.
Azel did not seem to. The night passes. Azel didn't seem to notice anything.
Instead of one hit point back per level, you get two.
Okay, so.
Two.
Chill touch. I would think about remembering or
I'm
memorizing.
A little bit, but not bad.
Preparing chill touch. But
I wake up a little bit earlier than everybody else, and I'll go to the kitchen.
And you see,
and grab some eggs.
For some reason, you see Willem and Jurash covered in bruises.
There are no eggs.
I grab like some food and start cooking breakfast for everybody.
There's soup that you can reheat.
All right. I just reheat the soup for everybody.
He puts some soup in the microwave.
Tenpenny wakes up, stretches.
You took what?
Is that a soup? Oh, yeah.
You know, and I say, you know, I was just craving your soup all night, because you make the best soup in the world.
Makes the chill vein shakes go right out of town.
she starts serving chicken that has Bill Famous.
I told you this is good.
All right, I'm going to change some of the things I've prepared as well.
I kill Ron.
poor Ron.
But I do chaotically... But good.
No, we gotta go back to town now.
That
would be a 4 perception check to see if I noticed you kill him, so I don't see.
Man, you were
I would allow this.
You're a deep sleeper.
Yeah, he is.
Right, so after
he just wipes the blood off his face and went to sleep like a bug. It's bugging him.
After the soup's ready, I go and wake everybody up. I'm like, hey, breakfast. Wakey wakey, eggs and soupy. And
I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's usually wakey wakey eggs and bakey, but I didn't make eggs.
You made eggs,
no? No, I made soup.
You said egg.
Wakey wakey.
Do I want
excellent
like
soupy?
Yep.
Argentina awakes.
What's Argentina doing? What did she think of our Russian
dish? She slept through it.
What?
Yep.
Didn't you hear me do the Northern Slammer? What? I made a slap noise. I would have done that in the North. I would have been sleeping with every girl in here. Except for you, Azel.
Skig.
In your hole.
Get in their hole!
There's some poop in there, you clean up.
With your mouth.
Argentina, she wakes, she yawns.
Alright, that's what I'm...
When are we leaving?
When Argentina wakes up, I just stand in front of her
there's
with my hat, slightly cocked, and just keep looking at her.
Let's go...
I definitely want a comment about the hat. Huh?
Hat!
It's a nice tail you have.
Huh? My head's pretty warm!
She wants you to put the hat on your tail.
Right. Can you hear through that hat?
Eh? Oh, my hat? Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
He burns
for him.
-2.
Is it warm?
It's the only thing he loves in his life.
What about the soup?
I just...
Does everyone else take some...
Yeah, I'll take some soup.
I'll eat some soup.
I got a trail ration.
Okay.
Tenpenny
comes over to you, comes over to Jiro, just a bowl of soup. Are you sure you want any? He's just like doing that for a mouth.
It's like going back into the bowl and he's eating it again.
I don't want to be arrogant, but I made it.
And then after she finishes it, she just eats the bowl.
I'm going to have some soup.
It's a bread bowl.
Is there meat in it?
Oh, what?
Meat in it.
No.
I forgot you were a vegan.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay, so I think when we leave, since the Fae are watching, we need to dress Princess up as put her in some of that armor that I boiled overnight.
I don't think
I just dropped my die under your.
Well, I think.
See,
I don't think it'll hurt. Well, if anything, she'll. If anything, she'll have armor on. So if we get attacked,
yeah, I mean the armor. Will
I don't know if
but
maybe give her one of the swords too. Just
yeah,
it's like in the one spot.
I mean, it couldn't hurt since I had a deal, and plus since we killed Zuzu and her petals. Maybe people that are watching, like, as we go further into the woods won't be as knowledgeable.
I know, it's like almost impossible.
So, can I assume that everyone's kind of gathering their stuff
and
prepared to go back to town?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
we'll
let's go back to, what do you think, we should go back to town, yes? Not continue on?
Yeah, should we check these out?
No, we should take her back to town and then come back.
Should we check these outlying buildings before we go?
Yeah, I mean, I'll remind everyone that the
no, that's upstairs. But
the
this
mayor
asked
you guys to find the source of the winter weather as well as Argentina.
But we want
we gotta bring her back.
We don't want to take her along.
No,
with
no,
us.
No. Yeah, you guys.
Well, here, how about this to help the GM out too? Let's have Azelle and Tenpenny take her back on the horses.
But reward.
Azelle will vouch for us.
But she'll bring the reward back to us.
We'll go back and get it.
They'll hold our reward till we get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Besides, you probably won't get a full reward until we find the source of this.
But she was.
Yeah,
gonna
I mean,
some
obviously, Argentia is not in her home. She probably didn't carry that much money with her reward, you guys.
We probably made it. Sorry.
But yeah, you're right. That's...
So I probably already have.
You're right. All right, I go into the shed.
Okay.
What's in here?
Let's make it difficult.
Yeah.
Let's split the party, guys. What's the
school? Everybody's gotta go upstairs to some tool shed.
Before we do that, let's have a proper send off of Azelle and
all right, so just to clarify, everyone agree with Azelle. Eric.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes things easy for you.
Ron's no, I don't mind either way.
I don't know where
that's a good enough plan for me.
So they're taking the horses, Azelle and
there was only two, so I'll just assume Azelle is on one or Argentia is on one.
Argentia, I would assume Tenpenny would get
Tenpenny, they
so
did make a prior agreement.
Double up, though.
They did make a prior agreement.
No, we demand a Zelda.
No. Tenpenny is getting a horse.
I go, before they leave, I need to have a heart-to-heart with Tenpenny.
And Ron comes over as well.
Oh, is Ron going? Yeah, Ron, go with them.
He's like, Tenpenny's like,
hey, buddy.
What to me?
Yep. What's up?
You know, I thought I had tasted soup before I met you.
Water, my friend.
Exactly. Whenever I eat soup, it will just be a faint memory of the deliciousness that your soup provided me in my time of need and in my time of struggle.
I was going to say, I killed him. That would keep talking about an arrow through her head.
Like,
if I were dead inside, I'd cry right now.
I say, I hope I see you again someday. You truly saved my life. And
let me tell you about my best.
She's a big, crazy ogre who denies being the cook. And
she makes the best soup around.
People, let
Adrian.
Me tell you about the best soup. You gotta visit a half-orc. Tenpenny, I hug her, and I just say...
Keep singing the song.
And I give her my Desna holy symbol, and I say, may Desna protect you on your journey.
She hugs you, and you feel her giant hot belly or boobs just crushing you. And
I get an awkward boner.
Giant pot belly boobs rubbing up against you.
And
that's not my gut, son.
She's like,
maybe I'll see you around.
I hope so.
Ron, come on, let's go.
See you guys.
She motions Ron over.
And I wave.
What did Ron do?
Ron's just going to follow her. He's going to follow Tenpenny.
I kill
him. Maybe sometime we'll do a misadventures of Ron and Tenpenny.
When Ron turns around, I'll wave. I shoot him.
As they go off in the distance, I turn around and I shed a single tear. And then I steal myself.
You're standing right there. How can you steal yourself?
I should have cast the water spell on Ron.
Ocean. Just said ocean. All right,
guys. Well, gentlemen, that was a heck of a battle.
You done fitting it up over there?
Oh, to get a hit point back.
I hope that you ever have a friendship as I've had
right.
Tenpenny.
I did once.
Did you? Yeah, you
guys
didn't get it.
My sister.
And then, did you
what happened to her?
Also give him.
They kidnapped her.
Well, if your sister was leaving, would you not feel emotions?
No, you just get one.
I did.
Well, thanks.
So why can't you understand how I feel now?
Yeah, you think you're
can't do anything about that?
No, I didn't hear that. I am low. I'm at
plus
half,
the guy trying to kill
over
us.
Half gone.
No, not Ron. Tenpenny.
Oh, I don't care.
Anyone else still damaged?
Yeah, I am. I'm three down.
I'm down four.
I think we're all kind of...
Alright, so while he's healing...
The Constitution bonus going
and
away,
he, while he's healing and I'm joking around with...
Five. Oh, excellent.
Actually, you need to make a... make a fortitude save for me.
For
damn
what?
Nope,
nice.
Everyone else.
I'm mostly good now.
10.
Okay. You still don't feel so bad.
God damn it. Do you have a thing that gets rid of a negative constitution?
Nope.
I have a raven feeblement.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
so just he'll make something lower to distract you from that one.
I'm going
to
zap him with that and wrestle him sometimes.
Is it strength con drain or damage?
Can't pile.
He's still fatigued from...
okay, so it's just...
Yeah. From that attack that Rock Hard did.
All right, well, let's go since we killed the...
Here's our options. I don't remember if you guys picked it up from... I think it was either Ron or Tenpenny said, but he was practicing his necromancy on this.
Yeah,
that's
definitely where we're going.
That's the way I'm thinking.
Should we check out these other outlying buildings?
We got,
yeah, let's check these other buildings.
And what's over here? What's this?
Let's go check it out.
All right, I check it out.
Let's go together.
I'm actually, before he runs out there, I want to go out and do a perception.
Okay.
That's a good idea. That's perception check, isn't it?
William's like, hey! Remember last time I
learned? I'm learning.
I find that funny because I watch my players do the same thing.
What's the
perception check?
Is that Tony's?
I just.
I just saw about Tony.
I'm
Tony.
Yeah,
like
I'm learning.
Right now. So, what was your perception check?
Six.
Six, Willem?
13.
Who liked to beat that?
I guess I'll just do
13.
One.
13.
I know it's a snowflake. And
12.
Okay. So everyone's just doing a potential check outside. You specifically, though, are checking out that
building.
Yeah, going
okay.
I'm going to pin towards that building as well.
You guys don't notice? You notice that it's...
I know I don't notice it.
The snow has subsided briefly.
Huh?
Where are you?
I'm outside.
Yeah, everyone's
and
outside.
Like here?
Yeah.
And you're still standing.
Sure,
snow.
Why not? Sure, why not? I'm thinking of my sister.
You know that you can notice that the snow has subsided. It's still overcast, definitely gray. You don't seem to notice any movement. Snarf Bart, however, notices a very distinct smell, a very gross smell emanating from this building that he's closest to. And the closer he gets to that's the second.
That's
floor.
That's
the closer he gets to this building, he realizes that it's an outhouse.
What building?
Oh,
I thought that was a bridge.
I just said I went over there just to be like.
You mean there was a perfectly good shitter on the shit down the hole all night?
Morning, emptying the shitter.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure the lady told you there's an outhouse outside. Goddamn, it's not shitting.
Oh, also, let's just say I took all the rope bags.
That's what 50 feet. So that means you have 2 5-foot pieces, and then you have 40 feet of rope.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure you make a mark of that.
Oh, yeah.
nice.
Did you take that out of the fire that you didn't use?
Yeah. Here's the 2 back, buddy.
You can keep.
Okay.
Well, did you guys? You only used one.
Yeah. Over here. Over here, we have 2 hanging.
Oh, 2 hanging. Okay.
All right. I go. You guys do not want to go in there.
Well, you better check to make sure there's nothing in there.
All right. I go in.
Another shit element.
You
notice that
shit
element. There's a hammer sort of hanging off to the side on top of a rope, and like the handle is like iced over, and on the ground is like a pick, and it appears that like. The handle would constantly ice over, so if you were to use the bathroom, you had to, like, hammer the ice over with the pick to get in there in the first place.
The
you have to,
I take the pick.
You're gonna just take the pick?
I guess I'll open it.
Okay. Yeah, it's
but
just,
I'll take the pick after I'm done.
It's just an outhouse. Doesn't seem to be anything in there.
Check the pooper. See if there's toilet
paper. I say, this poop is shit!
Are there tiny little...
is it frozen?
Are there tiny little fey poops in there?
Any
can I do a survival on the poop to see if I can tell who shat it?
Yeah, you gotta get through it and look for any specific nuts and berries.
Alright. That's a 20.
I think a
14
save.
I'm failing
20.
Right. You don't put any in your mouth. Anyway,
unless you really want to.
Oh.
No, you feel like this has probably been used. Not recently, luckily. And yeah, this appears to just be like a human diet.
And then a song pops in
your
head. The world looks awful good to me.
Before the snow hit.
Roll is all I see.
Oh, God.
Tootsie Roll looks like boom.
Okay. So nothing to gain in there?
Nothing aside from...
Just a nice case of hepatitis.
Since we were talking about...
poop.
We were talking about Dark Souls before, and you know what? You killed those one guy, just had death files,
yeah.
And you could... Can I trade him?
You feed him to that one guy?
Well, could I put it on my sword and create a... like a disease?
You really want to rub your sword in feces?
If it'll give people disease, like...
Because that's going to go on like a scabbard, you realize that, right?
It's going to smell like poop.
You mean the poop shoot?
That's what I call it. That's what it's going to turn into.
Okay,
now I'm good.
And now, Lance the person.
Do you want companions?
And now,
I guess is the question we need to ask.
Hey guys, look what I found! A bunch of poop!
I found these swords in the toilet!
They're not so strong. Kind of mushy.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poop.
Are you guys, if you had
I
if
think
you
need,
do some
I need,
business.
We need a poop demon right now. We need to put something up as we go down the winter.
I can't remember what it's called. The gold
I'll just go back and relay, like, yeah, that's where people go to the bathroom.
like,
I don't get how humans do it. There's no sand or, like little rocks that you can dig in. I don't know what you guys do. Whatever.
Yeah. Let's let it drop, my friend. Let's let it drop.
That seems ridiculous. If you don't have little pieces of rock that you dig around in and then bury it, I don't see the point.
Alright, what's everyone else up to, aside from...
We're going to go to the next building, I think.
Okay.
This isn't a stable, right?
Yes, that was the stable. That's where the horses were.
And there's nothing in there now.
David, were you joking around about going into the Twitch shed? I can't remember.
I'm going to eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm just gonna go over to the tool shed right now myself.
Okay.
I'll go with you, my friend.
I'll check out the stable.
You need to air out a little bit anyway. I think we're really popular with the lowbrow nerdy crowd.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? We're highbrow. So when I was rereading Macbeth,
yeah.
I really noticed
they don't seem to have any bathrooms in there.
Yeah, no one ever pooped. It's weird.
Well, in Macbeth, there's that one jester. I don't know if Shakespeare would say anything.
Yeah, we're
at. But anyway, there's one thing where this jester is talking about having sex the entire time.
I got 21 perception.
You want the tool shed?
Yeah.
I'll help him out.
27. You notice like a few shovels, axes, hammers. Oh. Hanging from the walls.
I say, if right. I had a hammer.
I'm going to the stable.
Okay.
So.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, the stable just had the horses in it. There's nothing in there aside from a few bits of hay, salt lick.
I want to check out the horse poop. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
It's just I thought we were I mean, we didn't keep up with the scat. That's fine.
No, I'm fine.
I'm taking the hammer and a shovel.
Take the hammer and a shovel.
I think it's time to find new companions.
I want to take one of the picks. I'm assuming it's not a weapon, so...
Yeah, especially with the... I took that one pick at the outhouse. I said we crossed the bridge, fellas.
Yep, let's go to the bridge.
I'll do a perception for...
Yeah.
We're getting pretty close.
That might be a really good spot to end it.
Okay.
Before the bridge.
Okay.
So, yeah. Out there in podcast land, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next episode.
Yep, see what's all around the side of the bridge.
Bye!
It's just more poop.
I bet... no, your grandma's
not. Oh, poop.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.